Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The most shocking social fact in America today is that an estimated 40% of our nation's children are living in homes without their own father. And most of our social problems are caused by kids who grow up in homes without their own fathers. Drug abuse, illicit sexual activity, unwed pregnancies, youth suicide, high school dropouts, runaways, and crime. Where have all the fathers gone? Some men are irresponsible slobs, but no evidence exists that nearly half of American children were voluntarily abandoned by their own fathers. There must be other explanations. For 30 years, feminist organizations and writers have propagated the myth that wives are second-class citizens and that marriage is an inherently abusive institution that makes women victims of an oppressive patriarchal society. Feminists made divorce a major component of women's liberation and women's political freedom. For three decades, feminists have toyed with the question that a leading feminist, Maureen Dowd, chose as the title of her forthcoming book, Are Men Necessary? That's just the latest version of Gloria Steinem's famous line, A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. College textbooks portray marriage as especially bleak and dreary for women. Assigned readings are preoccupied with domestic violence, battering, abuse, marital rape, and divorce. During the Clinton administration, the feminists stirred up the national hysteria that domestic violence is an epidemic, and then used that propaganda to get Congress to pass the Violence Against Women Act. This created a giant gravy train of $1 billion of taxpayers' money every year, known as feminist pork, that promotes pro-divorce, anti-male activism. Under this law, billions of dollars have financed the domestic violence lobby, promoting federal takeover of problems that are none of the federal government's business. In our system of government, marital disputes should not be subjects of federal law or spending.
For more about feminism and its impact on television, newspapers, education, laws, and our entire culture, and for more on Phyllis Schlafly's book, Feminist Fantasies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for our free information packet on feminism. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, stop repeat offenders, don't reelect them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. The Bank for International Settlements, and Joan Vian was there, and she tells us that they were there in Switzerland, and the Bank for International Settlements was celebrating its 75th annual report. In other words, they've been in business since 1930, and some central bank ministers were there from 40 countries. And I might throw this in right quickly because we do have a central bank. It's called the Federal Reserve System. But this is exactly what our founding fathers said we don't want. The founding fathers gave Congress the authority to print money and control the supply thereof. Now, I said that wrong. They didn't give them the authority to print money. It was to mint money and control the supply thereof. But no, in 1913, we had to get involved with the international bankers. And so we have a Federal Reserve System, and we also have a central bank, just like 40 other countries have. Now, at this meeting, they said there's some problems with our banking structure worldwide. We need some new mechanisms to keep our financial system more in balance. In other words, we have some countries that are doing better than other countries, and that's not the way it's supposed to be, according to the Bank for International Settlements. While the world output expanded 5% in the year 2004, they said its growth showed a new uneven economic expansion. Well, now, do you know of any economic expansions that are not uneven? I mean, my kids make a lot more money than I do. That's not fair. They make more money than I did when I was their age. That's not fair. We have uneconomic expansion in this country, okay? Although the United States is the engine of growth, they noted the key Asian economies as being the second pole of global dynamism. The United States and China accounted for nearly 50% of the world's increase in global output, with the global economy growing 4% in 2005, etc. Then we go on, and they talk about how Richard Nixon in 1971 took the dollar off the gold standard, and this allowed our cash, our paper money to float. In other words, our currency can float now. It can go up and down. They can buy it and sell it. And this is exactly what happens. And the ability to buy and sell currency on a global basis can actually break countries if that is what the bankers want to happen. For the country that refused to open its markets, for example, to the World Trade Financial Services Agreement, their currency was crashed. Furthermore, the highs and the lows of a country's stock market as a result of the central bank buying and selling the country's treasury bills. When the Federal Reserve adds money to our banking system, interest rates drop, the stock market rises. Since the NASDAQ crash, interest rates in the United States have fallen to 45-year lows, stimulating both the price of real estate and the historic highs in the stock market. So what do we need to do? According to these international bankers, what we need to do now is establish a single international currency. In other words, they're not happy with the EU being the currency for, what, 8 or 10 countries over there in Europe. And, of course, we're going to have the Ameri-dollar just as soon. Now we have CAFTA. We have NAFTA and CAFTA, and we're going to have the FTAA, the Free Trade of Americas. And I understand there will be an Ameri-dollar. But that's not going to suit the international bankers. They tell us we need an international currency. And Paul Volcker, not too long ago, Paul Volcker, if you remember, was the Federal Reserve Chairman just prior to the one we have today. He said a new mechanism was needed for a world financial system. And in a globalized world, we should have an international currency. Craig Smith's with me today. Craig is our economic expert here. And, Craig, what do you think? Are we going to have an international currency?
Well, Derry, you know, it's a great question. I always love being with you because, you know, you're one of the few programs I do nationally across the country that really does this homework and understands this whole thing. Let me back up by saying we do float our currency, and unfortunately, it's been sinking. It hasn't been floating. It hasn't done a very good job of keeping its nose above the waterline. And I think the international bankers, and of course, you've got to understand, the Bank of International Settlement is run by an organization called the Basel Committee. And that's made up of 10 countries, 10 members, Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and the United States. And you're right. They have finally decided that America has floated so much debt and the world is basically awash in debt that we're going to have to come up with some standard now that we can measure wealth on a universal basis. It used to be the dollar, but because the dollar has lost such a significant amount of buying power, there is no way to measure wealth anymore, Derry. It's kind of like if a gallon of gas, see, we pump gallons of gasoline, but overseas they pump liters of gasoline.
That's right.
Well, if we use a liter price in America, it'll seem cheap compared to a gallon price. And that's the problem. We have been using the dollar internationally, but because its value has changed so significantly, these foreign nations are saying, look, we can't depend on the dollar to be a standard measurement anymore. Therefore, we've got to come up with a universal measurement that we all agree to. You know, a foot is 12 inches, a meter is X amount. I mean, we don't have that. And so that's what they want. Now, in the process of doing that, it's going to put the United States currency through a revaluation. And I, you know, it's interesting that you brought this up. I wasn't even anticipating talking about this. I didn't even know you knew about this. So it's amazing.
I know a lot more than I'm supposed to.
Well, the things I need to know, I don't. Well, it blows my mind because I just found out about it last couple of weeks, and we're doing our homework on seeing what the real agenda is. But my cursory review of everything, Derry, tells me that the world has finally decided we need a standard unit of measurement.
And we're going to take a break, right? Because we have a standard unit of time here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Turn visiting today with Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com. Craig, you were about to tell us what was going on here with this dollar situation, and the clock caught us. Bring us up to date.
Yeah, you know what? It reminds me, Derry, of years ago when we were talking about possibly adopting the metric measurement system here in America and getting away from a foot, a yard, an inch, so on and so forth.
Right.
And going to metrics, or, you know, dropping the gallon, quart, pint, and going to the liter, half liter, milliliter, so on.
You know, they even went so far with this that they had road signs to go on the interstate highways that was in
kilometers. Yeah.
Kilometers, right.
Yeah, you're
absolutely. And some were put up, and people destroyed them. They were upset about it, and that was the last we ever saw of it.
Sure, and I think most people listening to this program that have followed the slow decline of Western civilization as we know it today kind of get this sense that we're losing our sovereignty, we're losing our identity. It's been lost in NAFTA, CAFTA, the Free Americas Agreement. I mean, we want to remain the United States of America, not part of the United States of the world. Most people listening to this program don't believe it takes a village. We believe it takes families and country. And that being said, I think that the move on behalf of the Bank of International Settlement is designed primarily to give a standard to where the multinational corporations, and quite frankly, the big money in the world, can assure themselves that they're not going to be pounded by these huge fluctuations in currency. Derry, the other day, oil hit a record high of $62.55 a barrel on the news that King Fahd had passed away. Immediately, the Saudis took their profits and started buying euro dollars. It was announced Monday on CNBC. Now, I find that very interesting, Derry, because think about it. The Saudis, who, what is it, 14 or 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi nationals. They were fueled by Wahhabism. They were given money by the Saudis through their mosques to perpetrate terror. They attacked the United States September 11th. Oil prices triple in value. Now they take those profits and buy euro dollars. I find that rather disingenuous on behalf of the Saudis. But it's a big part of a bigger picture that's happening internationally, that everybody's out there for a grab of the wealth, and the heck with the United States of America. They don't care what happens to us anymore.
I'm surprised they didn't buy gold.
Oh, they did. Their purchases year to date, a year over year, Derry, are up 10% in the gold market. That's why we've seen gold. People forget. In 2001, gold was $265 an ounce. Today, it's $435 an ounce. And so we've had a tremendous purchase of gold on behalf of the Saudis, on behalf of OPEC nations, on behalf of China, Japan. I mean, I could go right through the list. But you said something in your opening statement there that I think bears repeating. And that is that we hear all this fight about, you know, John Roberts in the Supreme Court, and will he adhere to the Constitution? Well, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8 and 10, as you pointed out in the opening monologue, Congress shall have power to coin money and relate the value thereof. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin in legal tender in payment of debts.
And we're going to have to take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, we'll have a little more time this time, Craig. You were talking about the Constitution, and I mentioned it. And in the beginning, I said to mint money, and you said coin, and I looked it up. It is. It's to coin money, regulate the value thereof. And then it goes on a foreign coin and fix a standard of weights and measures, etc. But it is Congress's duty to do that, and we've turned this over to a bunch of international bankers.
That's correct, Derry. And that statement in Article 1, Section 8 and 10 goes on to say Congress shall specifically be restricted to emit bills of credit. We were never allowed to issue debt. Alexander Hamilton didn't want it to happen. Thomas Jefferson didn't want it to happen. The founder of our nation, George Washington, didn't want it to happen. George Washington, most people don't realize, at the time he had married Martha Cutis, her name was C-U-T-I-S, was her maiden name. They had 54,000 acres of land, very wealthy people. Okay, he gave it all up to fight for his country. And he knew that the only way to have a free America was to have an America that wasn't in debt. And yet we have allowed America, Derry, to get $30 trillion in debt. And if you count all corporate, personal, and government debt and future obligations, that number can go up as high as $100 trillion. Our Assistant Secretary of the Treasury yesterday on CNBC television talking about the reissuance of the 30-year bond, which was just put back on the market on Monday, said this year the United States will issue $4 trillion in debt, Derry. Now, that comes on the news that the United States Commerce Department announced on Tuesday that the personal savings rate, Derry, just fell to zero. It's now zero. We don't save any money. It's the second lowest since we've been tracking it, and it's the second lowest since the Great Depression. And here's what's amazing, Derry. You know why we're not saving any money? We can't afford to.
I was going to say, the typical American, and I had an interesting caller the other day talking about CAFTA, and they said, of course, I've been fighting this CAFTA thing, and we lost.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, well, I've been so wrong. Me, personally, Brownfield was wrong about CAFTA because, and they were talking about how great this was going to be and all. And they're talking here in this article that I read, these international bankers of the Bank for International Settlements talking about America. What did they say? Is the engine of growth. I can't see that engine of growth, can you?
I agree with you, Derry, and that's because people don't have enough money to stay even with the board anymore.
No, they're working. A husband and wife are both working two jobs. That's four incomes in many instances now, coming in just to make the mortgage payments and keep the kids in school, etc.
That's correct, Derry. Let me give you a frightening statistic. I told Jeff this before the program, and you're the second program in the country I'm bringing this information to. Household debt has rose from 96% of personal disposable income in 2000 to 111% in 2003 to 113%. In other words, Derry, let's say you make $20,000 a year, okay? You now are carrying about $26,000 worth of debt. Now, you can make the payments because you only have minimal payments to make, but we now have a debt larger than our entire year's income. We have a zero savings rate. We have debt exploding being issued by the United States Treasury Department. Derry, I made this prediction yesterday, and I'm going to make it again on your program, and I'm writing a white paper on this right now. I can back up what I'm getting ready to say. If we stay the course that we're on right now, with CAFTA, NAFTA, with increasing debt, with zero savings rates, with spending over 113% of our take-home income on debt, I assure you, my friend, by the year 2010, you will see a total collapse of the U.S. dollar. And now with this information from BIS, I'm convinced we'll be ushered into a currency that the world accepts. The dollar will be yesterday's newspaper, and you'll have a new currency, and it won't say, "In God We Trust." It won't say, "The United States of America." And that's going to be a day when things really change in this old world of ours, Derry.
I wouldn't bet that it'll even be a piece of paper.
You're right. It's going to be probably a computer blip. It's probably going to be a credit card. Or,
that's right.
You know,
and it might even be in your forehead or in your right hand.
Derry, I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm studying Bible prophecy again like I never have because you can connect the dots right now. But, you know, the world's not ready to understand that. So you have to look at the practical side of this. Derry, we're not going to see a headline on 2010, January 1st, that says the U.S. dollar collapses. It'll lose 30% in 2007. It'll lose 30% in 2008. It'll lose 30% in 2009. Just like, Derry, think about this. I know we're close to a break, but think about this. $1 100 years ago would buy you a nice hotel room. Okay, today an average hotel room at the cheapest place is $59. Okay,
right, and you can spend $500 if you want to.
You bet. What it used to cost you $1 for now costs you $60. When the dollar collapses, what cost you $60 today will cost you $600. And my question is, how many people listening to this program have put some type of insurance in place to make sure that they're not affected by that? They haven't, because they haven't been told how to do it.
Well, they haven't, not only haven't been told how to do it, we have done, in this nation, we have done a lot of foolish things. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, when we gave up the McGuffey readers and started studying Dick and Jane, things started changing very, very drastically.
You got
but,
that right.
But McGuffey readers, you know, they talked about it. Have you ever read one?
I have a whole set of them.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. My grandkids took our set, but, they teach you in there how to save money, how to put in a day's work, and how to do things in an honest way.
We've talked about this in the past, Derry. We teach reading, writing, arithmetic. We teach kids how to put condoms on bananas. What do we teach them about money, Derry?
That's right. We don't teach them very much about money. But I'll tell you what, Greg, I owe our stations a 10-second break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Trading Corporation. For years, you've heard me on the Derry Brownfield Show discussing everything from stocks, bonds, treasury bills, terrorism, oil, many of the things that affect each one of our daily lives. Recently, I came up with statistics from the United States Department of Commerce, the United States Treasury, and the Labor Bureau that absolutely, quite frankly, listener, terrify me. We now have a zero savings rate in America. We are now spending multiple percentages above our monthly or our yearly incomes on debt. We now have homes that are financed to the tune of 120% of their appraised values. In the backdrop of this, the United States government is increasing debt at unprecedented rates. We were told a myth back in 1997 through 2001 that we had budget surpluses. Listen closely to the term and you'll find out they were projected surpluses. We actually had a deficit of $430 billion. We've created another $1.6 trillion worth of debt over the last 2 years, and now our national debt will exceed $8 trillion by the end of this year. You'd think that would be enough to stop our politicians from spending, but no, they now plan to create another $4 trillion worth of debt. Where will it stop? Any economist worth his weight that has a calculator, and of course our calculators don't count in those multiples, so we have to divide it out, will tell you that something has to give in the U.S. dollar. My question to the Derry Brownfield listeners today is simple. What will happen if the U.S. dollar loses another 20, 30, 40, or 100% of its buying power, as we've seen it done in the past? Nothing has changed since 1971 when Mr. Nixon took us off the gold standard and closed the window, and nothing will change in the future. That's why we've put together our special report, Economic Solutions for the 21st Century. All you have to do is pick up a telephone and dial 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646. I have 30 well-staffed, well-trained, courteous people standing by to take your phone calls to show you how to diversify as little as 5% of your total financial picture into something tangible like gold to assure yourself that you have buying power. Keep in mind, in the Great Depression, from 1929 to 1933, there were three types of people. One that were made multimillionaires, one that stood in bread lines, and one that survived. We want you to survive. We can show you, look, the economy will not come apart, but the U.S. dollar will. And we'll show you how to get through that crunch. So call us today, 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646, and ask for your complimentary copy of Economic Solutions for the 21st Century.
And we have returned. Greg, going into the commercial break, or earlier in the show, you mentioned that gold was 265 an ounce, and today it's 435. Well, what year did you say it was 265?
Late 2000, early 2001, Derry.
2001, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember, but that's in 4 years' time, actually. It's doubled.
Just about. It's a little
just
bit
about less, double,
little,
right.
A little bit less than double, but here's what's amazing, Derry. Really, gold hasn't gone up. The U.S. dollar has
gone down.
And we forget, in 1998, Derry, a barrel of oil cost $10. Today it's $62, Derry. I mean, a gallon of gasoline a year ago was $1.50 a gallon, $1.60 a gallon. In some areas, it got close to $2. Today, it's in Southern California, Derry, I'm paying $2.95 a gallon for gasoline.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was on your program months ago and I said we'll soon see $3 a gallon gas?
You're getting close, aren't you?
I've got parts of the country it is $3.
Yeah, I gave $2.12 yesterday here.
But that's cheap, Derry. I got to tell you, that a gallon of unleaded regular gas, standard unleaded in the city of Phoenix is $2.43 a gallon. Southern California, it's $2.63, and the premium's $2.97.
All right, now let's go back to what we were saying earlier when you were talking about the people today just can't save money because they spend it all, and they're not spending it foolish. They're here. 15, 20 years ago, I could see people doing a lot of what I considered foolish things with their money. And some, no doubt, still are. But today, a lot of folks, and this gas is a good example, when you're paying $2 to $3 a gallon for gasoline, and you have to drive to work, and your wife has to drive to work, and somebody has to take the kids to the day center or baby center or whatever it happens to be, there's no way anybody's going to save money. You also mentioned that back during the Depression, a lot of people got rich. And I was just a little kid during that time, but I saw it happen. I know who got rich and who didn't. My grandfather, for example, saved money, and he had money invested at 2%. His partner would go out and buy farms when you couldn't give a farm away.
Right.
And he would buy them from the insurance company or whatever. And I remember grandfather coming home and said, well, William Heck bought another farm. I don't know what in the world he wants with those. Well, in the meantime, farmland went up, and it made him rich. Literally, it made him rich.
That's right, Darian. We saw the same thing in the late 80s when we had the savings and loan crisis, when the savings and loan had the Resolution Trust Corporation come in and liquidate properties at 5 and 10 cents on the dollar. The American taxpayers paid the price for that, and it made people multi-millionaires. We have a guy in town that bought a property in downtown Phoenix for $4 million, just sold it for $45 million. Okay, and this is what people don't understand. When I'm talking about the collapse of the dollar, Derry, I'm not talking about the collapse of the economy. Think about Baghdad today. There's a war going on. People get up, they go to work, they pay their bills. World War II, you had cities that were bombed out. People still got up and went to the factories, went to the butcher shop. I mean, we're not going to have the economy stop. It's just going to be like Weimar Germany, where a loaf of bread cost you $100. And people said, that can't happen. It's already happening, Derry. I mean, you remember when you could buy a loaf of bread for a dime?
Absolutely.
Now a loaf of bread's $1.25.
And I can remember very well, it was in 1965, wheat had gone up to like $3 a bushel, something like that. Because I was at Ken C. Stockyards at the time, and this is one of the things we were talking about. Wheat was $3 a bushel, and I remember some of our political leaders, I think it was the Secretary of Agriculture at that time, said, if this keeps up, can you believe bread's going to cost $1 a loaf? Well, wheat today is still just $3 a bushel, and bread costs $2 a loaf.
See, here's what's interesting, Derry. If you look at an ounce of gold, an ounce of gold has always bought 400 loaves of bread. If you had an ounce of gold at $35, it bought 100 loaves of bread. If you had an ounce of gold at $435, it still buys 100 loaves of bread. And this is what people don't understand. You can take as little as 5% or 10% of your money and diversify it into a tangible, and when the crunch hits, you're not going to get rich. It's just going to give you enough money to keep your standard of living going, to pay your electric bill, to buy gasoline. You know, we talked about this loss of buying power. Why we're borrowing all this money, Derry, is because the difference between what we earn and what we have to spend to live the lifestyle we do, given the fact the dollar is dropping, we don't have additional income, so we have to borrow the money. It's not because we're living luxurious lives. Let's take the average guy. I had a call in. A guy drove 70 miles round trip every day to work. His gas was costing him, I think it was at the time, $15 more a week. He was living paycheck to paycheck. $60 every month he was getting in the hole. I said, how are you paying for it? He said, I put it on my credit card. Every year he's getting $720 in the hole. His credit card's got a $2,000 limit. What happens, Derry, when he hits $2,000?
He gets another credit card.
Yeah, that's true. But
I mean, we're laughing about that. That people, and then they'll never, they will never, ever, ever, ever get out of debt on that because the interest is unreal.
That's right. And, Derry, the government is doing the same thing. The government spends money we don't have. They run out, so they make more of it. And then they – see, people don't understand this. Do you know, Derry, that today – every man, woman, and child in this nation, their part of the national debt is $25,000, Derry. That number stayed at $2,000 per individual for over 70 years in America. Now it's $25,000.
Let me ask you another question here. I'm looking back at this. I'm kind of hooked on this Bank of International Settlements, mm-hmm. but they're talking about interest rates in the United States have fallen to a 45-year low. This stimulated both the price of real estate and historic highs in the stock market. Now, let's go back to real estate.
Okay.
A farm down the road from me just the other day, I don't remember, I think it was like 120 acres or something, but they didn't sell it as a block. They blocked it off. They sold 24-acre blocks, and then they sold another parcel that was considerably more than that. But I understand that the entire thing brought $3,400 an acre. There was a 24-acre piece that overlooks the Missouri River. It sets on the Missouri River Bluff, and a developer bought it because he can build homes up there, and it overlooks the Missouri River. He gave $5,000 an acre for that land.
Wow.
Now, to me, this old farm, you know, you couldn't give $50 an acre for it and make it work as a farm.
Well, Derry, let me show you how that's happening all over the country. In California, the current median price for a home, that means that half of them are above this number, half of them are below this number, is $523,000. The median price of a home in California just 4 years ago, Derry, was $262,000. Half. So in 4 years, real estate prices in California have doubled. Now, 10 states and the District of Columbia have seen more than a 70% rise over the last 5 years, Derry. And this is what's amazing. What's caused this to happen? And see, this is why Americans don't think that they're in trouble. Because, yeah, I'm borrowing all this money, but hey, look at all this money I've got in my house. Well, that would be like saying everybody in America owned IBM, and IBM went from 80 to 100. What happens if everybody wants to sell at 100?
Well, yeah, they're not going to sell these properties, but let me read something here that I have.
They can't sell them, Derry.
Foreigners, well, in this case, they can, apparently.
Well, not all at once, though. That's
well,
my point.
Listen to this. Foreigners,
it's a bigger fool theory, Derry.
Foreigners buy up American real estate. Now, this is in the Christian Science Monitor. The world's wealthy elite from such countries as Argentina, Mexico, Australia, and Germany. These foreign buyers are one of the important reasons for the housing bubble continues to grow in hot markets like Miami, New York, and Las Vegas.
Right.
They're taking advantage of the strong euro or trying to get their money into dollar-denominated hiding places.
That's correct. Why are they doing it, Derry? Because they don't want to hold dollars. They want land. But if they're not careful, they will do exactly the same thing that the Japanese did. They bought the Exxon Towers. They bought Pebble Beach. They bought Honolulu. And next thing you know, they were selling those properties at 20, 30 cents on the dollar because they overextended themselves. Now, if these foreign buyers learn a lesson from the Japanese, then we're in deep trouble, Derry. But they could overextend themselves. See, I'm convinced that the real estate market is not going to collapse, but it's going to start to cool off. I'm convinced there's no liquidity in this market anymore. I mean, if you come into Arizona, Derry, and I'm guessing this number. I don't have a hard statistic on it, but at least 50% of the homes on the market, from what realtors tell me, are owned by realtors and speculators.
All right, let me go on with this article now. In Miami, some condo buildings have as much as two-thirds of their units owned by foreigners. In Vegas, wealthy foreign buyers, mostly from Mexico, and we thought everybody in Mexico is broke, right,
mm-hmm.
have snapped up 12% of the condos at Icon Twin 48-story towers that are now almost sold, even though they won't start construction until next month. Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
Dairy Brownfield Show.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Craig Smith, our financial expert at Swiss America. And Craig, we were talking about the foreigners coming into this country and buying real estate. And I just see it over and over. And I'm quoting here from the Christian Science Monitor, but they usually do pretty good research on what they write. And they're talking about these wealthy foreign buyers, mostly from Mexico. And if you want to see poverty, you go to Mexico. You know, I see exactly the same thing happening here in the United States. We have people that are knocking down millions of dollars a year, and I'm all for that. I'm all for that. No problem with making all the money you can make. But we also see the rest of the nation falling into poverty. There's going to be no middle class in America if this keeps up.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Derry, but let's keep in mind that the buyers that are buying in America are not buying to live here. They're speculating. They're buying to resell. And the whole concept is that everybody's trying to, look, any hot market, everybody will try and get involved in to try and make money. I believe that's one of the problems in America. We're so focused on trying to get rich, trying to make money, the pursuit of riches, Derry, is destroying this nation. And that's why we need to have a balance. Look, you know me, Derry, I don't believe in buying dehydrated banana chips, machine guns, and Krugerrands and waiting for the end of the world to come. But I do.
Hey, I've got some banana chips.
But I do believe, like you do, Derry, that we are slowly, through ridiculous trade agreements like NAFTA and CAFTA, are selling a certain portion of our future off for promises to meet obligations today. It's, you know, it's like the old person that wants a microwave dinner. Well, a microwave dinner is not going to be as nutritious as a home-cooked meal. It's not going to smell as good and taste as good, but it gets me by right now. We are sacrificing tomorrow for current needs today, and I think that's a mistake. Can you imagine, Derry, if the founding fathers of this nation had that attitude, a me kind of attitude? You know, the heck with future generations. I'm just going to take care of myself now. We'd still be living under King George.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
And we have to come to grips with the fact that I know how you are. I know how you love your family, Derry. I think I know you as well, not as well as your best friends, but I'm a buddy. I know how much you love your wife and your children and your grandchildren. You want to leave them a better America. And yet we have a movement in America that says, the heck with your kids. We'll leave them whatever. Let's just live for today because tomorrow we all may die. That's a terrible attitude to have. If our founding fathers had this, we'd be in a real mess. We'd be in worse mess than we are now.
Yeah, if they really loved their kids, they'd first of all get them out of the public school system.
Amen.
Because
that's a simple dairy. I mean, don't even get me started there. Both my kids, my wife and I lived in a very modest three-bedroom home for a number of years so we could send both of our children to private Christian schools. Okay, we drove old cars. There are plenty of weekends we ate spaghetti three nights in a row, but my kids went to private Christian schools, and I'm so grateful for that, Derry, because I've seen their friends that went to public schools that got messed up with drugs and premarital sex, and some of them had diseases that could kill them. And, you know, my kids, God bless them, I got a 25-year-old and a 21-year-old, that never had any major problems, never done drugs.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Hey, what are your fingers doing today? Well, if they're like over 9 million other fingers belonging to smart, fun-seeking fairgoers, they should be clicking a mouse to visit the Missouri State Fair website. Why? To plan some fun! Give it a whirl! FoStateFair.com is your guide to fun and everything that's going on at the Missouri State Fair August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia! Nowhere but the fair will you find such a variety of fun stuff to see and do. Plan your day at the fair with concerts and rodeo, and there's free entertainment like Tigers of India, sponsored by Westlake Ace Hardware, Stud Bicycle and Skateboarding at Maximum Velocity, sponsored by Subway, free music on the Budweiser stage, exhibits, animals, fair food, fun, and more. Never been to the Missouri State Fair? Give it a whirl and bring your friends. They'll love you for it. Check it all out now at mostatefair.com. The Missouri State Fair, August 11th to the 21st in Sedalia. Give it a whirl.
And we're in the home stretch here, Craig. I'd like to finish part of this article because I find it very, very interesting, especially since we see land prices, real estate prices skyrocketing as they are. Part of the allure of American real estate is a cost. While prices seem high to Americans, to Europeans and others in the real estate business feels it's like a bargain, particularly when figured in euros or pounds sterling. What do you know about pounds sterling?
Yeah, if figured in pounds sterling, it is cheap. You know, a dollar is worth, it takes you $1.78 to buy 1 pound. So the British definitely have an advantage buying properties here in America. And the same thing with the euro. The euro used to be, you know, $1.33 per euro. Today it's $1.23. But, it's, you know, considering it used to cost 97 cents, do the math. They're saving 50 cents on a dollar.
Okay, then another story here. It says almost every Latin American who buys a condominium here has in the back of their mind, that's my safe refuge. If I have to leave my country, that's where I can go.
Yeah, and sure. And, of course, given the fact that we don't allow the Border Patrol to stop them at the border, all they got to do is swim across the Rio Grande down here, and they can get to their condo up in Las Vegas or wherever they want to go. I mean, look, Derry, you know I believe in a bright future for America, but we've got to fix some of these problems, and if we don't, that's why I'm calling for, if we stay the course, Derry, I absolutely, my friend, guarantee you will see a collapse of the U.S. dollar by 2010.
What will happen?
Well, the dollar, it'll be very similar to Weimar Germany, not nearly as difficult as Weimar. I mean, you know, Weimar, it took you 100 million marks to buy a loaf of bread. That's not going to happen. But you're going to see a deterioration of the buying power. I think you'll see $5, $6 a gallon gasoline. I think, you know, if you want to own a $1 million home, go buy a $200,000 house now and wait till 2010. It'll be $1 million. Okay?
But it's still the same house.
But
the only thing you'll be paying off, if you're borrowing the money, you'll be paying off a mortgage with cheaper dollars.
Right. Actually, in certain areas, you're going to be in good shape. I mean, today, if you borrow money and you can pay it back with deflated dollars in the future, you're going to be in great shape. I mean, that's what's happened with a lot of people with mortgages since 1970. They borrowed money in the 70s, 80s on 30-year mortgages. Their houses are paid off now. They paid it back with deflated dollars, and their real estate went up. That's because real estate is tangible, Derry. It's like gold. Gold is tangible. And that's why we're so emphatic at telling people, get 5 or 10% of your money and get it into something tangible right now. Because if the dollar loses 50%, and I'm convinced it'll lose more than that, but let's just say it loses 50%, and you have a tangible that goes up 50%, you stayed even with the board, Derry. We're not looking to try and make money in these markets. We're just looking to stay even in these markets. And I believe it's the lure of trying to make big money. How did people get killed in the stock market in 2000, Derry? The dot-com phase, you know, corporations that never made any profits, but they quadrupled their stock value. And then overnight, they let the air out of that bubble, and the NASDAQ went from 5,700 to 1,500 overnight.
And, you know, if they hadn't have borrowed money to put in the stock market, they'd still be all right.
Amen. If they had bought the companies themselves, they'd still be significantly down, but they wouldn't be wiped out.
Most of them, of course, Enron wouldn't even be there. But that was a special case. But if you were in a typical stock, you know, a good American stock, they're not even American anymore. But still, it's just like buying a piece of real estate.
Sure.
The only thing different between stock market and real estate, on real estate, they can tax you off of your real estate, and you have no say about it. But with the stocks, you can put that thing in the safety deposit box and hold on to it.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And look, there are many corporations that were selling at $300 a share are now at $20 a share, and they'll never come back, but at least you didn't lose all your money.
Okay, Craig, we're out of time. And friends, Craig's number at Swiss America is 1-800-BUICOIN. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you, and hell, we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Happy trails to you.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.